Cases, I'm looking for action on September 14th.
I move we approve the minutes of the September 14th meeting of the board.
Motion made by Attorney Sinetti to approve the minutes of the September 14th, 2023 meeting.
Second.
Second by Colonel Lewis. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Is anybody abstaining?
I'll abstain.
You are not here, that's right.
Mr. Gray is abstaining. Motion passes 5-0-1. Is there any business?
There's no business.
There is, I thought something changed.
Have you all looked at the new laws? Did I send that out to you when Kyle sent it to me?
I didn't.
I did my part.
I know you did. I downloaded it and printed out the part that has been to the board.
Yeah.
Starting on page 68.
Right.
Of 102 pages.
And not knowing the law.
Well, not too much of it has to do with us, but that's okay. Talked to Kyle, it sounds like maybe we should go through the Attorney General's office to possibly get an affidavit template to maybe put on our.
So there's really no, I don't believe there's anything regarding the new statute that's going to affect us directly regarding constructive denials.
So we're gonna still accept them.
Well, if they appeal.
We'll get the appeals.
We still get the appeal. What this, and again, please maybe the lieutenant can correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to put the new statute changes, and don't even ask me the dates and the months, because there's 32 weeks and there's 8 weeks.
Yes.
You know, all the burden of filing an appeal for when a local issuing authority fails to issue, the burden goes to the appellant or the applicant to file, I don't know if it's called an appeal, but they're filing a affidavit to DESP asking them to issue the permit. So then if DESP doesn't issue the permit, I don't know if it'll be a state constructive denial or what that'll be. But I don't see any actions that the board needs to take other than if we want to be,
proactive.
Good state employees, provide a template that the appellants, that an applicant could use you have to submit an affidavit to DESP because you've been denied, it's been 8 weeks. The vast majority of people aren't going to know what an affidavit is.
Right, and the fact is by the time they finally do it, get it notarized, get it
to DESP,
to the state, the town may have already had an answer to them, denying or
well, it's going to approve it, because I can't remember how long DESP has to either approve or deny after they
receive
it. When
you get the affidavit. What a lot of work for them on top of everything else that they do.
They have plenty of help. So again, other than trying to be helpful.
Okay.
I think the onus would almost be on DESP to post a template for an affidavit, because they're the ones that are going to have to review it and know what they need versus us.
Should I contact legal on that, like Cynthia Asalis through legal?
Because I'm not sure when that, and I don't even know when that
I'm
starts.
Thinking that we're,
that may not start until next May. Mm. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's for the implementation date.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's
next to May.
Oh yeah, that doesn't even kick in until next May.
Okay.
When all the other educational requirements kick in.
That
May
would
June.
Be on Cynthia's gambit, but also probably Detective Tassinari and others from.
She's not Tassinari.
I'm sorry, I would say that.
you've demoted her and unmarried her. You've demoted her and unmarried her. One thing.
Detective Sergeant Morgan.
Sergeant, there you go.
I really think that what would be most important, if I'm understanding this correctly, is that the issuing authorities be reminded of this new law.
It's on the books now that they have 8 weeks.
It is, but I'm, yeah.
And that's on.
And I'm sure that you notify them also, right? When you talk to them and teach them that 8 weeks is, anybody from Middletown might want to know that.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester's another one.
You have 163 entities, give or take, that have to figure it out, so.
I think if we had an opportunity to do so, it would be great, because your local authorities do not provide you a lot of information, as you can see with what we saw today, even the circumstances, the things you're up against, you don't know as a member of the public. So we go to the Board of Fire Examiners, because it's the only designation you're given besides the Board of Parties, to get these things resolved.
So where would I post something like that? Because it is, it's a.
I think it goes right there with the rest of the stuff, the questionnaire, and the.
Right in that whole.
Yeah, because that's where people get taken to when they click on.
Well, would you be public putting in an affidavit or more information to an applicant that says the issuing authority has this amount of time to
get an answer to you.
To respond to you,
right.
And if not, you
have
can,
the right.
You have
and
the
that's
right.
going to be your favorite, because she hates constructive denials. And I said, bring them on.
You have the right.
Because you know what, when they do, when they apply to us with a constructive denial, I 99% of the time always reach out to the town as soon as we get it and say, hey, I got this person appealing to me, what's going on with their case? Middletown's just like, yeah, we'll get to it. Manchester, not so much. I haven't really dealt with Manchester a lot. I know that we do get occasional, but yeah, I mean, I do think it's up to us to reach out to them and just say, listen, these people are filing an appeal. We do expedite those appeals too. And then I hate when they're denied, because then they're ahead of everybody else.
Well, I think now it cuts us off first. After 8 weeks, after what, it goes straight to DESPE, to the farms unit, if they don't get it within their timely. For the location,
but then how long does that work?
But it's in the statute, but then they're basically going to be appealing. I don't know if they're going
to
be constructed now on the state, like Colonel Oster was talking about. Who's it coming from, the issuing authority or from
I'm going to talk to you about this. I'll be in touch with you about this anyways, what we can add to the that sheet.
And I would, and just, make sure we get, the dates.
Yeah.
The dates are very confusing
right.
on there.
Yes.
And
right.
the time period. That's all.
Confusing law?
Yeah, I know.
Strange.
And again, and I don't know if the ability to, submit the affidavit to DESP, I still think, I didn't see where it repealed the ability for an applicant to still do a constructive denial.
So then you almost wonder why, and not for nothing, because I'm good with what I'm doing, but.
Do not wonder, don't try and figure out.
But going to the local level, why? Just go right to the state and say, here, I want my permit.
I think it's just the resources. The resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there is a lot more local knowledge at that level to start.
Okay, all right.
So did we beat that up enough for an answer?
I think I'm good. The one other thing I have a question about, too. I really just need to read it in more detail. That safety certificate, what is it, 2 or 3 years now?
Again, it's not now.
And that doesn't start till May also?
It's either May or June 1st, and then it's 2 years. It has to be issued within 2 years of the date of application, but that doesn't take effect until May or June.
July 1st, 2024. Has failed to successfully complete not earlier than 2 years prior to the submission of such application, a course approved.
So what does that mean? Like, when people go to get their permits renewed, is there
that has nothing to do with
that?
That
has nothing to do with
the initial.
See, and that's one thing that I think should happen. I think every 5 years you should take another just a brief course, reminding everybody of safety rules. But that's okay. All right, 2 years. I'm good.
But then somebody has to track it.
People don't.
Correct.
Run for the legislature.
Hmm?
You should run for legislature.
Makes my head want to blow up.
All right. Looking for the last motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Everybody has moved.
Okay, who's the motion?
Attorney Sinetti moved. Colonel Lewis seconded, and all were in favor. At 1:43, we're adjourned.
See you in a couple of weeks.